evening. Want to greet each one in Christ's name this evening. Have a lot to be thankful for. First number that I want to lead is 82 in the Christian hymnal, The Love of God. For devotions this evening, we're going to have people give member verses, or if you have a song you want to sing by memory, so you can be thinking about that. I always like to have a little time to think instead of doing it on the spur of the moment, so I'll give you time to think about it. Number 82 in the Christian hymnal, and I'll take two selections after this. Seven. 577.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is all of yonder, I'll be there.
That again?
382.
382.
Still praying as I'm alive.
Good evening. I want to greet each one in Jesus' name tonight. Would somebody be able to quote Hebrews 4:12? Thank you very much. What can somebody quote Psalms 119:11? Anybody know that one? I'm sure you probably know it. That is right. Okay. Why don't we just quickly turn to Hebrews 4:12? And we'll look at that, and then what would like if for maybe about 20 after, if you have a memory verse that you have memorized, or a verse that you might just have really means a lot to you, you can even testify about that verse. If you know a Bible verse that we sing, and if you'd be willing to lead that, we would really appreciate that as well. So it's, we want to look at it many different ways. If you also have a song by memory, songs that we sing regularly, not necessarily a Bible verse, that'd also be welcome. So Hebrews, got the wrong place here. Hebrews 4, and we'll look at, it says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And I didn't look at this too much, but I believe this is implying that the scripture is talking about Jesus and the Son of God. If we fill him with, we need to put him in our minds. Let's read 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. One other thing I wanted to point out is it's been over several years I've started writing down chapters that somewhere along the line I memorized. Now, I don't think I can say them now, but I just want to impress how important it is for school teachers and for Bible school. Vacation Bible School, for the youth Bible school, for our Sunday school class here in church, the adults. I believe there's around 30-some scriptures that have been taught that I have memorized some. I could not repeat them necessarily, but I think the Spirit can direct as we, and so I just want to use that as an encouragement for the teachers and encouragement for our church to put the word of God in our hearts, because I think it's real important. So if anybody has a verse or whatever they want to have, go ahead and share it now.
Micah 6:8, he has shown you a man who is good, let not the Lord inquire of thee. Let's do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Let's sing that verse as well.
He has shown thee, O man, what is good. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. That verse that says the word of God is quick, I think another word, interpretation of that would be that Jesus, his word is alive. And it can be alive in our hearts. We can memorize it, but it also needs to be alive. Why don't we stand for prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. We pray that your presence might be within each of our hearts and that your spirit could just move among us, that you'd be with the songs that are sung, and that those songs might go with us this coming week and point us and others to you. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, the children can come forward and stand up front, and Benita will lead them in some songs.
Thank you, children, and Benita. I think it really helps when they have an enthusiastic teacher or leader, and that's I love that, and I'd like to see that. Okay, does anyone have a selection in either book? Christian hymnal, number 600. And after this song, Jessica's group will give their numbers. Number 600.
No tears in heaven,
no sorrows given,
all will be glory in Bethlehem.
There be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join the happy band.
The first song we're singing tonight is called Echoes from the Throne, and it talks about our praise when we get to heaven, and I like to think about beautiful music being a foretaste of what we're going to experience in heaven. And the second song is called Hear My Prayer, and it's a plea for God to hear us and to give mercy to us, because His mercy is our only hope of heaven.
Thousand.
After the, we'll have two songs now, and then after that song, we'll have Daryl have a history of a song. First song, let's turn to 636, and then we'll take a request from you, 636 in the church hymnal. And if you could all stand. Song number 636 in the church hymnal. And you may be seated. Song number 505.
Salvation is His good will to men. Those
Hey, the song I chose this evening is found in both our hymnals. In the church hymnal, it's song number 383, He Leadeth Me. So the church hymnal is song number 383. The author here is Joseph H. Kilmore, and the composer, William B. Bradbury. And the scripture reference is different in our songbook, but it was off of Psalms 23. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Psalms 23, verse 2. This beloved hymn was written on March 26, 1862. The author, Joseph H. Kilmore, has left the following account. I had been speaking at the Wednesday evening service of the First Baptist Church in Philadelphia, corner of Broad and Arch Streets, about the 23rd Psalm, and had been especially impressed with the blessedness of being led by God. At the close of the service, we adjourned to Deacon Watson's pleasant home where we were being entertained. During our conversation, the blessedness of God's leading so grew upon me that I took out my pencil, wrote the hymn just as it stands today, handed it to my wife, and thought no more of it. She sent it without my knowledge to the Watchman and Reflector magazine, and there it first appeared in print. 3 years later, I went to Rochester, New York, to preach as a candidate for the Second Baptist Church. Upon entering the chapel, I took up a hymn book, thinking, I wonder what they sing. The book opened up at He Leadeth Me, and that was the first time I knew that my hymn had found a place among the songs of the church. Joseph H. Kilmore was born in Boston, Massachusetts on April 29, 1834. His father was the governor of the state of New Hampshire for a period of time. Joseph graduated from the Newton Theological Seminary in 1861. Throughout his lifetime, he pastored several Baptist churches, served as a secretary to his father, the governor, was a professor of Hebrew at Newton Seminary, and later taught English literature at Rochester University, where he published several college texts in these subjects. He also wrote other hymns, but none ever gained the acceptance that He Leadeth Me did. Although Gilmore was highly respected both in religious and educational circles, he is best remembered for this hurriedly written text when he was just 28 years of age and a visiting supply preacher in Philadelphia. William B. Bradbury, an important contributor to the development of this early gospel hymn, saw this text in the Watchman and Reflector magazine in 1863 and wrote this fitting melody to match the words. I thought this was interesting. He also added the two additional lines to the chorus. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And this William B. Bradbury also wrote, Jesus loves me, just as I am, depth of mercy, even me, sweet hour of prayer, and the solid rock. I appreciate this song too, and I think each of us as Christians can take comfort in this song many times throughout our life. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, wherever I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. Okay, why don't we sing verses 1, 2, and 4, song number 383 in the church hymnal.
Blessed thought, O words with heavenly
Thank you, Bruce, for the history on that song and leading that. We'll take two selections from either book.
541.
Okay, I heard 541 in the Christian hymnal. Take the next, that other one after this song. 541. Therefore, give us love, trusting we all have that love one for another. Number
570
in the church hymnal. After this song, Dan will have a group. Number 570.
Say.
Hey, I'd like to have a men's group this evening, so I'm going to need some help. So everyone that would like to participate, would you please come forward at this time? And Jonathan is prepared to lead us with two songs. So which books would you like? Christian hymn. Okay, men, boys.
First song we're going to sing is a song that illustrates our dependence on God and how he is all that we truly have. That is the song, Where Could I Go? It's 520. And the second song we're going to sing is an old familiar one. We're just going to sing a song by memory, Jesus Loves Me. And we'll probably ask you to help on a verse for that song.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who hear me long, they are weak, but he is strong. Fill up my cup,
fill my cup,
let it overflow. Fill up my cup,
fill my cup,
let it overflow.
Fill up my cup.
Fill my
Take two more requests. 321 in the Christian Hymnal or Church? Okay. Forty-nine. Thank you very much for helping us tonight, and we'll turn the rest of the time over to the ministers.